Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Chris. Happy birthday to you.
Wednesday, April the 19th, 2006. This is Tips from the Top Floor 114, the 1 year anniversary edition.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
And on today's show, we'll celebrate the 1 year anniversary of Tips from the Top Floor. You'll witness the unwrapping of the You Know What, and I'll tell you the most embarrassing story that has happened to me in a long, long time.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello and welcome to Tips from the Top Floor. This is the very special 1 year anniversary edition, and yep, something really, really embarrassing happened to me last week, and I can't help sharing it with you. But first, some housekeeping. All of you who remember the 100th show will also remember that the listeners have donated $600 back then, and I told you that I would use that on photography equipment for my new business. Now, when I recorded the last episode about studio equipment, I totally forgot to mention it, but you saw that one studio flash with the umbrella that actually came out of your donations, as well as the background stand and a few other small items. So you guys actively helped me with kicking off my business, and all I can say is thank you, thank you, thank you again. Second and last housekeeping item of today is one that I should have done quite a while ago, and I apologize that it has taken so long, but now it's time for a new, ta-da, a new assignment. Now, for all of the new listeners who have never participated in any of the assignments, I do those for two reasons. The first reason is that I want to give all the listeners a chance to compare how other listeners interpret the same subject. And second, by going out on an assignment, you'll have to force yourself to take a picture that you might not have taken otherwise, which in the end will help you further your creativity. So please don't just pull something out of your hard drive, but actually go out and shoot something fresh. This is not about who submits the best picture. There is no competition. It's just going out and thinking about something in a different way. Oh wait, there actually is something to win. I have another copy of The Digital Photography Pocket Guide, written by Derek Story, published by O'Reilly's, and you can win it by submitting an image. The winner will be drawn among all the participants, no matter what your image looks like. And the topic of today's assignment is symmetry. You can find a link to the assignment on tipsfromthetopfloor.com.
Greetings from Southern California. What an excellent reminder. Show number 109. Kickstarting yourself. Who doesn't need that little push at times when we stall as a writer, photographer, podcaster, or any creative activity for that matter? This is Patrick Ball, a dedicated fan of Tips from the Top Floor since July of 2005. Wow, does time fly! Yes, I've been working on a podcast titled Inside GIA Education, an insider's look at the gem and jewelry industry. I'm trying to demonstrate the power of podcasting to our doubting IT director. Help me out. Email me at training@gia.edu. Or visit our website at gia.edu. Thanks, Chris. Keep up the excellent work with the show.
And for today's photography topic, here's the embarrassing story that happened to me last Friday. Over the last weeks, I'd noticed that some dust had accumulated on my camera's sensor. This is something that is hard to avoid with a DSLR, especially if you switch lenses quite often. Some dust will inevitably sneak into the camera and sit on the sensor. Those small specks of dust are usually either invisible to the eye or at least hard to see, but compared to the size of the individual pixels on the camera sensor, they are huge. On most of the pictures, those dust particles are either not noticeable or at least hard to spot because they change size and intensity based on the aperture you take a picture with. The larger the aperture, which means the smaller the aperture number, the harder it is to spot them. With an aperture of f4, they usually are just visible as a round area in the image that is slightly darker than the rest. But if you go to a very small aperture, let's say f22, then those specks of dust will really show. And that's especially true if you take a picture of something that doesn't have a lot of detail in it, such as a bright blue sky. So you shouldn't worry too much about sensor dust, at least if you take pictures under normal circumstances with apertures lower than, let's say, f8. And personally, I would rather use Photoshop to clone out the odd visible dust spot than clean the sensor all the time. But last Friday, it definitely was time to do something about it. Especially as I was lately doing more studio photography with very small apertures and all that cloning was just getting on my nerves. So I was ready to clean the sensor. I already talked about dealing with sensor dust back in show number 62 in quite some detail, and you can check out the show notes of today's show for a link to that episode. But let me quickly reiterate the method that I use to remove the dust from my camera sensor. I use a nylon brush that has about the width of the camera sensor. I then take a can of pressurized air and blow the air through the bristles, which has two effects. First, any dust in the brush will be blown off, and second, the brush will become electrostatically charged, which will help in picking up the dust from the sensor. So here I was, getting the camera ready, setting it to sensor cleaning mode. I took the brush out of its paper bag. I started to blow air through the bristles. I carefully removed the lens from the camera. And then I softly, very, very softly brushed over the sensor. Just once to make sure I didn't carry any of the picked up dust back onto the sensor. I reattached the lens and I took a test shot. Now, I told you that the easiest way to spot the dust is to set the camera to a very small aperture. So I dialed in f22. I pointed the camera at the sky, and I even threw the picture completely out of focus in order to make sure there was no detail in that sky picture that would conceal any leftover specks of dust. I then took the memory card from my camera into the card reader of my computer. I downloaded the test image into Photoshop. I zoomed in to 100%. And, oh well, where I had seen 3 specks of dust before, there were now 6 of them. In different places than before. It was clear to me that for some strange reason, my good old trusty statically charged brush trick had miserably failed. But who am I to give up that quickly? And actually, I couldn't give up because on the next day I had an important photography assignment to do, and I definitely needed a dust-free camera, at least on the inside. So there I went again. I put the card back into the camera, set it to sensor cleaning mode, blew a lot of pressurized air through the brush tip, took the lens off, and carefully, very carefully brushed the sensor again. I didn't do anything wrong. I did it exactly the same way that had worked so many times before, and I was so sure that this time I had done it perfectly right. So the memory card went back into the card reader. I waited for the image to open in Photoshop. I zoomed in. Even more specks of dust this time. And again, in different places than before. This was the moment when I started to feel small beads of sweat forming on my forehead, and my heartbeat definitely went up a few notches. This just couldn't be happening. I needed the camera to take good pictures the next day, and every time I cleaned the sensor, I introduced even more dust and made the whole thing worse. Have you ever tried to catch a plate that was falling from a table just to notice that at the same moment you were pulling down the tablecloth and everything else on that table with it? Well, that's about how I felt last Friday. I will spare you the details about the third, the fourth, and the fifth try to clean the sensor because, oh well, they were just making things worse. I seriously started to think that someone must be playing a trick on me, and I was almost trying to find the candid camera. I was close to a nervous breakdown when I decided to look at all those out-of-focus sky test pictures with those nice big and numerous blobs of dust once again and try to maybe find out from looking at those pictures if there was a pattern and what was going wrong here. Then I looked at the window where I had taken all the test pictures, and all of a sudden it dawned on me. I had taken each and every test picture through the closed window. Now, if you believe that a guy as busy as me has other priorities than cleaning his windows every few weeks, guess what? You're right. So there I was, taking my test pictures through a dirty window, and every time I threw the image out of focus, I actually focused closer to the window, and the aperture of f/22 gave me a really large depth of field, which also helped a lot to get the dirty window more in focus. And a test shot through the open window finally confirmed it. Not a single speck of dust on the sensor. This actually must have been the cleanest DSLR sensor in the whole wide world. And I felt like the silliest person in the universe. I'm not sure what the lesson of that story is, but maybe working on my window cleaning priorities might have helped.
Hi Chris, this is Prashant from Bangalore, India. Forum readers would know me by the handle Appu. I'd like to say thanks for all the effort that you have put into Tips from the Top Floor and for seeding such a wonderful community. And here's wishing you all the best for your new venture, Top Floor Productions. And hope to keep hearing great content from you on Tips from the Top Floor. Bye.
And now on to the part of this 1 year anniversary show that all of you have been waiting for. All right, and this is the official unwrapping of the presents. Now, if you haven't seen them yet, there's a picture on tipsfromtheflower.com. The entry on the blog is titled Strange Package, and I have those two things in front of me. They've been sent to me by Gary from the United Kingdom and by Rav Sitar from the United States, and it says, "You know what has finally arrived for you know who," in brackets, "that would be you. Do not open until you are recording the 1 year anniversary show. I mean it, no peeking." And then in the background has the Tips from Top Floor logo. It says, "Warning, high voltage, contains," what is that, "spotted crocodiles, pink elephants, and cows." Okay, the smaller one, I'm not sure which one's open. The one is a bigger box. Let me shake that for you. Kind of sounds funny. And the other one is like a smaller envelope, and I'm opening this right now. And I can't wait. I've been sneaking around those packages for days now. Oh, wow. Okay, what's this? Okay, there's some pictures, and there's a letter. Well, that letter is just... there's nothing on there, okay? So pictures, Tips from Top Floor, congratulations on 1 year of podcast. It's been a great year. Thanks, Gary8345. And there's another one. Oh, wow. From Toby. From Jan Kartheuser. Wow. Here's one from... Oh, that's all signed pictures by all different sorts of listeners. Adrian. Adrian, hey. Wow. Ilse. Simon. Sven. Alles Gute für deine Zukunft und viele Podcasts. Rolf. And from Jan. Oh, wow. Hey, you guys. Is there anything written in the back? Oh, yeah, some have even written something in the back. I didn't see that before. Let me look at that. Nice wishes. Jan writes, thanks for 1 year with Tips from the Top Floor. Dein Podcast ist einfach klasse. Oh, wow. Here's one from Simao in China. I've tried out many podcasts on photography, but Tips from the Top Floor is by far the best of them all. Thank you. It's fun to listen to, and I've already learned a lot of new things. So congratulations with the first birthday of Tips from the Top Floor, and hopefully this was the first year of many to come. Oh, wow. This is really cool. Let's see this one. Oh, and whoever did that design on the picture, that's really nice. I love it. Here's one from Simon. Thanks for the tips, tricks, ideas, inspiration, new friends, entertainment, and lots more over the last year. You are great. Well, you guys are great too. Oh man, no, I can't read all of those. Wow. Okay, those were the small packaged content. Now, let's see the big one. Again, oh, it feels interesting. Heavy. It's pretty heavy. Now, what's in there? Okay. Whoever wrapped that did a good job. Oh, I'm sorry. I have to kind of rip that paper. But okay, now what's in there? Black box. Black box on the side. Oh. Okay, the black box. Come on. Okay, Raf Sitar probably wrapped that. Good job. Okay, now this is a black box. Let me open the side of that. It's taped. Okay. And this has to do with... I'm pretty sure this has to do with the call for... with a call for emails that Raf Sitar has been putting on the show lately. So let me... opening the black box now. Opening, opening, opening. Okay, what does it say? Oh, very official. Chris, you know what has finally arrived, and I'm sure you realize that it has nothing to do with pink elephants, pygmy goats, spotted crocodiles, or green dayglow tights. It is, however, all about celebrating 1 year of Tips from the Top Floor. I won't mince words and write a long, long, long letter. That's in brackets, that's Lee's department after all. Just a quick congratulations, and this is printed on a beautiful piece of document kind of paper, and signed by Matt Armstead, the release pixie. Hey, thank you. Now, wow. What's that? A bag with... oh my god. More pictures. More things signed by listeners. Oh wow. Oh wow. This is cool. This is very, very cool. Oh man. Oh god. I have to read all those, but I can't do this here. It's going to take way too much time. Thank you, Chris, for a wonderful year of Tips on the Top Floor. Loved every minute. Kind regards, Andrew McPhee from Australia. Oh, so you guys have really gone out and had people print those out and send them back to you? This is amazing. Oh, wow. Ron Pepper. Hey, thank you. Soft Smith. Hey, wow. Joshua S. Peter Oscar Shapiro. Hey, Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, this is cool. This is so cool. Oh, this is like 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 of them. All signed and sent in by listeners. Oh, man. Okay, I'll really have to take my time, read through all of them. Oh, here we go. Terry and Becky from the Hawkcast. Yeah, I remember playing that promo. Thank you, guys. This is fun. Jeff Rutsky. Hey. Ah, he attached his business card to the back. Wow. What's that? Man, you guys have really gone an extra mile for this. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I can't really read them all to you, but this is going to be a great read for me. Hey, thank you all. Now, what else is in there? Okay, this is a bag of chocolate-filled butter toffees called Cows from Mills Fleet Farm. Mmm, yummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy. What else? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Abuelita hot chocolate powder. Chocolate drink mix. Here, listen to that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bags of them. Oh, man. And last but not least... Huh? You guys are just crazy. Okay, here we have... this is a bag with a little gadget in it. Guess you'll never guess. I didn't even know that there was such a gadget out there. It's an electric fence tester. Okay. What does it say? It indicates whether fence is working. And to test the fence, insert prod into ground and touch fence wire with contact terminal. If lamp does not light, check for cracked or dirty insulators, fence wire touching trees, rusty connections, or breaks in the wire. So this will make for some safe cow sound seeing in the future. If any of you out there has no clue what I'm talking about, this is this all goes back to show number 40, where I actually ran into an electric fence while taking pictures of cows. So... hey, thank you guys. this is going to go in my camera bag, and it'll definitely stay there. This is probably the coolest gadget. An electric fence tester. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Thank you all for the cards. Thank you for the chocolate-filled butter toffees. Thank you for the Abuelita chocolate drink mix. Thank you for the cards. Thanks to... everyone who organized that, I suppose mainly Rafsitar and Gary, but whoever else had his part in this, thank you very much. And of course, thanks to all for sending in those cards. And this is really, really, really cool. Thank you so much.
And that was it for the 1 year anniversary edition of Tips from the Top Floor. Oh. Those toffees are yummy. All the chocolate in it. Sorry. They're kind of sticking my mouth together. Thank you all for being part of this. Thanks for having put up with me for a whole year. Thanks for the forum members. Thanks to the forum members for keeping the community alive and kicking. Thanks to Gary, Rafsitar, and all the others who helped to pull those wonderful presents together. You guys rock big time. And if you want to leave feedback, you have a variety of options. You can post on the forum at tipsfromthetopfloor.com/forum. You can leave a voicemail at the United States phone number 206-202-DSLR. That's 206-202-3757. You can leave a comment on tipsfromthetopfloor.com, or you can send an email to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com, which is, by the way, also the place where you can send your MP3 greetings for the show. I love to receive and play those. I hope you had as much fun listening to today's episode as I had doing it. Stay subscribed. Make sure you participate in the symmetry assignment. The link is on tipsfromthetopfloor.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the previous assignments in the gallery. My name is Chris Marquardt, podcasting from the top floor in Tübingen, southern Germany. Talk to you again next time. Until then, happy shooting. Yummy.